order. This program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Black House on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. You're in the studio today with Eddie and Craig. How you doing, man?
I'm good, Eddie. How are you doing?
Oh, it's good. What's you been up to? You were saying you were... I was gonna say you had a late night, but no, you were like, no, I got home at 8 o'clock.
I had a late night because I was working throughout until probably, was it 3 a.m.?
Yeah.
And then there was a game kickoff at that time, so I had to watch it because, you know, somehow... New Zealand is just like so many hours away from everyone else.
Yeah.
So when everyone else is watching soccer, we're sleeping. So I decided I'm going to stay up for that one. Not a good result.
Yeah, I just remember it would have been 2018 Football World Cup. And I remember my boys, when that was like the African French team won.
Yeah.
And I remember my boys next day, and it was the sort of thing I was like, hey, well, like, I'm sorry. Like, and I think I had the same thing. I was like, I can't make it to that. Like, I'm sorry, guys. Like, I'm staying in bed. Like,
no, I had to watch because I'm a staunch supporter of Sundowns, Mamelodi Sundowns from Pretoria.
Yeah.
So it was the CAF Champions League semi final last night, and the second leg, which was being played in Cairo, Egypt. Yeah. And you know what happens at the Cairo International Stadium when you're playing against Al Ahly. It's like the biggest game. From the first minute all the way to the last minute, it is just noise. And it's a red CD. So, yeah, it was quite crazy. And at some point, I was just like, ah, the game is lost. And then in the 90th minute, we scored an equalizer. And then we made it into the final with the away games rule.
Yo.
That was quite an intense game, eh?
Now, that reminds me, because I lived in Brazil for a bit, and I was like, I remember I was like, so, yeah, usually Sundays, that sort of thing, and I'd be like, just chilling in my apartment, and there'd be like a Flamengo Fluminense game, or just because I was in Flamengo territory, yeah. sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then I just remember like hearing, and it was like a riot. Like, I was like, oh, because it was right after, what's his name, like Bolsonaro would come into power. So there were like protests, regularly, and like kind of stuff like that. And I was like, oh shit, like this is the riot. This is the one where I'm going to have to be like calling, like trying to get to like the New Zealand embassy or the British embassy.
Jeez.
To be like, hey, can I get out of the country? But no, it was literally Flamengo had scored, and it was just that kind of just explosion. I was just, it was crazy.
It is definitely crazy. I mean, the Cairo Stadium yesterday, I was feeling the environment, like the atmosphere,
yeah,
when I was watching from my phone. So I had the feed on my phone, and I also had the feed on my TV. So the one on the telly was a bit slow.
Yeah.
So the one on the phone is like ahead. And obviously, like, I just looked like an addict when it came to football yesterday. So, yeah, it was quite intense. And then, obviously, there was another semi-final, which is the Orlando Pirates versus the Pyramids FC, which is Orlando Pirates, obviously the oldest club in South Africa and the biggest club in South Africa. I'll admit to that one in terms of supporter fan base. And they happened to lose also, like, close to the last minute. So we were hoping for an all-South African final, but still it's going to be a North-South.
That's real cool.
Yeah, it's a cool one. Not cool for the players, because the traveling.
Jeez.
Air travel around Africa is not the best, because it's just, like, it's so sparse and so wide, man.
Mm.
Yeah, so you don't get regular flights like what you'd get in Europe when they play European games on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then can afford to play again on a Saturday. So if you're playing in Cairo on a Friday, you have to fly back, and then your fixture has to be moved to Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then who's coming to a Tuesday fixture? People are busy at work. So that's why they always used to tease our supporters and say, we are 57.
Yes, it's one of those, it's always interesting, like obviously even just the flight sort of thing, just even to the continent sort of thing. I remember like one of my mates went to, and even just hearing, like, my auntie went to Senegal for, mm-hmm. like, and she's based in the UK, went to Senegal for a couple of weeks. Yeah. It was, like, even just, like, that in itself was complicated enough, but that's, like, but that was relatively straightforward, like, UK through to Senegal.
Senegal, yeah.
And it's, like, obviously, like, for us, it'd be, like, just the amount of steps you have to take. Like, one of my mates went back to South Africa recently, and it was, like, again, like, having to go through Dubai or, like...
Yeah, that's one of the cheaper options, because flying from here, if you're on a direct flight, so quote-unquote direct, you have to go through Australia and then straight to South Africa, which is 19 hours. I mean, doesn't feel like it's direct, though.
That's about the same from New York to here.
Yeah.
I flew back because when I went to Jamaica last year, I flew back through New York.
Uh-huh.
And that was the same direct 19-hour flight.
Jeez, that's a lot, man. I think we need to think about how we locate New Zealand. We need to move the tectonic plates.
Yeah, can we just kind of shuffle ourselves
closer to everyone else? But it's beautiful this side, man. It's beautiful this side. We syndicated, by the way.
Yeah, no, that's been real cool. So, yeah, like, hopefully, I assume if you're based in Auckland, Christchurch, or Dunedin, like, you can hear us now. So, like, we hope, yeah, big love out to our new syndicated followers.
Like. Yeah, big love to you guys. We welcome you because you might be feeling left out. You're talking about Wellington. Yes, it's a beautiful city. Yeah, you should come down here.
Yeah, definitely.
The weather is beautiful.
Except for the wind.
Yes, so yeah, let's get to the music today.
Yeah, sounds good. Let's kick it off with a couple of Afro Kiwi artists. So we have, a couple of guys I know from uni. This is Timmy the First and Z. So we had Z on the show.
Okay.
Like 2021, maybe. He was on New Zealand's Got Talent, or one of the superstars.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, which was kind of like New Zealand, like it must have been like a kind of New Zealand's Got Talent kind of X Factor style show from like in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought it back for a season. And then my mate, I kind of knew him through uni quite well. And like, I think he got to like the semifinals sort of thing. Like he was kind of the top two.
Okay.
And then now he's based over in Aussie. And I think he's kind of doing, I think, a lot of some real cool stuff out in Perth. I think he's found like, it sounds like through this, like a, seems like an African kind of church, kind of like music circuit sort of thing. Which has been like, seemed like real cool. And then Timmy is another guy, another guy from Dunedin as well. And then he's based in Auckland now, so he's performed at the last couple of Africa Days and stuff like that. But yeah, they're real cool. Like they've been mates from like for ages. So it's like the vibe. I remember like following them all through uni and just like seeing that kind of crew come together, sort of thing.
Talking about Africa Day, it's coming up next Monday.
Oh yeah, true. We're
exactly a month away. So I'm excited for that.
I'm kind of keen to see what happens. Like I'm just kind of. Because it's always a surprise. I'm like,
at least I warned you in time this year.
Yeah. All right, so let's kick it off with Scared from Timmy the First and Z. All right, let's go.
Mighty man have fallen down. Tell me why you stole it. Tell me why you're stolen now. If you fear the warning, you're the one they wanted. Listen, you're the one they wanted. Are you scared of falling down? You scared of falling down? Just the way it goes. Tell me, don't you notice when the wind is blowing? That's the way they go. Just let it go. You might lose yourself to find a home. You can't swim and find yourself in water. One ring upon the Motorola. Are you just a run boy? Are you just a fun band boy? Are you just a one line boy? Are you just a sun dance get across a fine line boy? Are you just a one song boy? Are you just a think I'm gonna hide it? I'm all excited, really couldn't fight it, so I hide my joy. Don't know why. Oh, 'cause you're scared of falling down.
Camouflage Rose. We're going to keep the music going for a little bit longer with Shake It To The Max from Morley and Silent Eddie, and then we'll come back to you in a couple minutes. Thank you.
If you hear this sound, then go on at your back, go on at your knees, baby, shake it to the max. The DJ, please turn up the bass to the max. Please just rewind, let me shake it to the max.
Don't have to fear, number one in command. I came just to kill me and 2 million times. They won't figure it, but I don't need a man. They love how me whine, I'm a true religion. You dealing with the body, of course. Or you dealing with the boss. If we break up, yeah, you know that it's a loss. Upgraded every dude I ever tossed. Me back, you can't touch this. Baby, I already leveled up. You're looking for love and I'm looking for the love. Baby, you can handle all these stars.
And if you hear this sound, then go on bend your back, go on bend your knees, baby, shake it to the max. The DJ, please turn up the bass to the max. Please just rewind, let me shake it to the max. 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 Please just rewind, let me shake it to the max.
To fear, number one in command. I came just to kill me in 2 million times. They won't figure it, but I don't need a man. They love how me whine, I'm a true religion. You dealing with the body, of course. Or you dealing with the boss. If we break up, yeah, you know that it's a loss. Upgraded every dude I ever tossed.
And if you hear this sound, then go on at your back, go on at your knees, baby, shake it to the max. The DJ, please turn up the bass to the max. Please just rewind, let me shake it to the max. 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 Please just rewind, let me shake it to the max.
All right, so this next song is coming in from that movie that's just come out with Michael B. Jordan, Hailee Steinfeld, Delroy Lindo. It's called Sinners, and it's kind of got, it really put me into like the blues.
It's, oh, the movie is called Sinners.
Sinners.
Oh yeah, okay.
It's like, it's a black vampire movie, like vampire, and it's,
I don't think I'll watch it.
It's probably one of the best movies I've seen, like in terms of just like pulling together, like, I don't know, just like the blues is like the basis of it, and just like, right, the music in it is just incredible. Like, it's just one of those ones, and it's kind of like, and it kind of just feels like it kind of ties, it's like set in the 1930s sort of thing, like Jim Crow America.
Oh, yeah, and it's just like
probably one of the best movies I've seen.
I'm not much of a movie person, but yeah, from your recommendation, I think I'm going to be watching
it. I think literally everybody, like, if you get a chance to go see it, maybe not take your kids, but like, but if you get a chance to go see it, because it's like, it just kind of ties together. Oh no, it kind of, the kind of core of it is like obviously blues connecting black from the US, connecting back to Africa, sort of things, okay, and like that kind of musical route that follows. So the next tune is from the soundtrack from Sinners. I'm just like, I kind of need to kind of keep hearing it going out. So, all right.
Take me. Toneo, eo, 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 eo. She only loves when she's lonely. She only wants to see me after midnight. I be with her and her only. She doesn't want to commit to the night sky. She loves your bed, not your heart. Been there before, I've seen the scar. I want it more, I want it all. I should have seen it from the start. I ain't the first, but be the last. I'll be a secret in the park. The road she walks, the lonely path. She belongs to the night. She only dances with strangers. I realize she belongs to the night. She only dances with strangers. I realize she belongs to the night. Hey, 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 hey. She only lives in the moment. She always seems to be two, three steps ahead. I should have left when I noticed. I'm looking for love in all the wrong places. She loves your bed, not your heart. Been there before, I've seen the scars. I want it more, I want it all. I should have seen it from the start. I ain't the first, but be the last. I'll be a secret in the park. The road she walks, the lonely path. She belongs to the night. She only dances with strangers. I realize she belongs to the night. She only dances with strangers. I realize she belongs to the night. Hey, 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 hey.
So that was Donneo with She Belongs to the Night. That's been a song that's been on just in my... I've been doing a lot of like writing for my thesis recently, and that's just one of those songs I'm just like, that's me getting in my... That's like I start everything, every writing session playing that. Just like, that's
she
my
Belongs
get in.
To the Night.
Oh no, I just like Donneo.
I'm judging you right now. I'm sure you saw my look right now. I'm just like, what? You're writing your thesis with She Belongs to the Night.
Hey, it's better than future. It's more lyrical than future.
It's okay. Listen, carry on.
So we were talking over the just in the background while music was playing, sort of thing. We were talking about, I don't know, it's interesting, like, do you remember how last year there was that kind of trend of like, you know, every guy has the kind of Roman Empire, so that sort of thing. Like, if all guys have some kind of like obsession with the Roman Empire,
yeah.
And it was the idea of like it's some kind of point about like whether it's Roman military history. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we were just talking about like having this experience of like a real interest in like in war and like war documentaries and stuff
Yeah, yeah.
And I find it really fascinating, like, because I've been reading a book about the Second World War. And it's like first-hand accounts, and like there was a really cool narrative in there about like the first Black Tank Division, which had tank divisions usually had like a 12-day lifespan, and then they had like a 4% loss rate over a couple of years. And it's one of the things you're like, that's
mind blowing.
That's crazy.
That is mind blowing.
But I'm curious, like, what sort of like war documentaries or stuff have you been kind of like seeing or interested in, sort of thing?
You know, I never remember titles. That's one thing. And also never remember people's names.
Yeah.
So there's one where they were talking about the... What's this plane that they used from Germany, is it?
Oh, the Messerschmitt? No.
Ah, man, it had a shorter name than that.
Yeah.
I always love the stuff that has to do with aviation.
Yeah.
And, you know, the bombs, the war, the mechanics of it, basically. And... There's one or two pilots that actually survived until probably like 2020.
Yo.
Before those films were were released. Mm. So when I checked out those, I was just like, oh, okay, that's cool. This is the kind of stuff I would love to watch. And mostly I watch it and I leave it.
Yeah.
Because I'm waiting for another one to come out so that I can finish this one before I can get to the next one. Because I feel like there's not much of a demand when it comes to like the war films,
yeah,
so to speak. I mean, it's just a few of us that watch it, and then Netflix takes it off, brings in some silly, let me not say silly, but you know, the romantic,
the reality shows.
Those I didn't want to say reality shows, but thank you for attacking them for me. I don't like these reality shows because it's not reality most of the time. Yeah. Mm. So yeah, I love stuff that has to do with, you know, the whole aviation part of the war,
yeah,
so to speak, and even not so much the naval.
Yeah,
I really couldn't care what goes on underwater or on water.
It's one of those things that I'm kind of interested. I am more interested, like, I guess, like, I don't know a ton about like the U.S. war in like the Pacific, like when it, during like against obviously World War II with the Japanese and that sort of things. Like you hear obviously Pearl Harbor,
mm-hmm.
and then obviously Hiroshima and Nagasaki is like the kind of end point for that. But I'm And obviously there's bits and pieces that I've picked up about that kind of war in the Pacific, but I am really interested in that sort of thing, because I guess New Zealand, like, obviously it's Anzac Day has just been, so we often focus off a lot of our kind of military history always seems to focus, you know, on the European theater side, sort of thing. And I think that kind of Pacific theater is probably one that we don't talk as much about. And I think I've heard some accounts, or I think my partner actually went on a hike up Wright's Hill, and I'm pretty sure they have like some like the gun installations up there. Like I think around New Zealand on coastal cities, you'll have these kind of World War II era gun installations, because that was probably the concern was that the Japanese probably could and would kind of come down through the Pacific, and we would probably have been in that sort of spread.
You know, when you talk about that, I tie it to what's been going on recently. Mm. You know, the Gulf of America.
Yeah.
That's when you see the importance of, you know, your sort of your Suez canals, your trade routes. Like, what's this one that goes around South Africa?
Cape
of Good Hope.
Cape of Good Hope, yeah.
Yeah, so you see the importance of such centers when it comes to, one, economic power, two, your having a proper military and a proper naval base to protect your country's interest. And most people actually don't. We always think that with this tariff hike, Trump talking down on certain nations, we always just think, it's Trump doing his thing, But what we never actually investigate is the fact that there is an imminent threat, so to speak, an imminent danger. And we haven't been in war for many years, and which is great, man. It's peace. It's peace throughout the world, so to speak. But when we start watching those films and seeing what's happening in the political offices now, you're just like,
You just gotta be careful. The same kind of threads and narratives start to come up.
I'm always worried. I'm just like, okay, geez, what's gonna happen next?
And it's interesting. Like, and again, like, it's even, obviously, not from a conflict standpoint, but do you remember when that ship got stuck in the Suez Canal? Yes. And it just destroyed, like, it might have been 2020. I think it was, like, I'm pretty sure it was 2020. It was, like, COVID. And then it was, like, COVID obviously put a massive hold on transport around the world.
Yes.
And then this kind of ship got stuck in the Suez Canal and kind of blocked up traffic through the Suez Canal for, like, I think it was, like, 2 weeks or something like that.
I thought it was 4 days.
I think it was 4 days. But even that, the damage that did to global trade.
It definitely will.
And it's that sort of thing, like, you would think with something like the Panama Canal, like, it is like we've kind of put so much emphasis on these very small sort of kind of like routes through, like trade routes, sort of thing.
Jeez. I think we really need to start watching these war documentaries and see, because they say history repeats itself.
Yeah.
And we wish that it wouldn't repeat itself in some of these respects, but look, we can't ignore them.
Yeah.
And we need to school ourselves as to what happened in the past, what could happen in the future, and how do we prevent certain situations from happening in the future. So, yeah.
All right, wise words.
I didn't mean to bring those wise words
out. You know, that's the kind of profundity that we get from when you watch the Capital War documentary, sort of thing.
yeah, definitely. Because I'm always passionate about talking about current politics. And most people will say to me, "Ah, come on, you're just obsessed about these things. Ah, that won't happen." I'm like,
But it's interesting, like, sometimes being somewhere and watching history kind of go in motion, sort of thing. In a very weird way, like when I lived in the States for a bit, I was at a uni, started like an exchange semester there. And then while I was there, like, it was like the first school year after they'd torn down the Confederate monument on campus. And it was still this kind of thing of like, and you know, some of my classes were talking about, you know, the history of this kind of Confederate monument on the campus sort of thing. And it was weird, like seeing that kind of history in kind of motion, because I remember there was a couple of girls in one of my classes who was like, you know, the person who owned my family has a building at the school named after them, sort of stuff. And it was that, it kind of brought home, it's like, okay, cool, here's how relevant that history is and how present that still is. And like, even I was, you know, in Brazil when Bolsonaro was in power, I've been in the States during the first Trump term, and just that sort of stuff, that stuff in motion. And it is weird to kind of be in those kind of spots and kind of...
You seem to stir up a lot of nonsense whenever you go.
I try not to, but I...
It feels like everything follows you wherever history is happening, that's where you are. So it looks like I'm in the right place right now.
So that point is, you have to exile me to Mars or something like that, and then suddenly the Martians will rise up.
We should have put you on that the rocket ship took all those celebrities that side. That's a story for another day. I don't think they went.
Cool. So you got a mix for a bit of us.
Well, a bit of a couple of tracks for you. I think I'll mix, and then we'll probably have a chat about it.
So that's Running Thoughts, is it?
Yeah, that's it. So
cool. Let's get into that.
I got me into something, and I'm just lukewarm. Hishi, hishi, hishi. I've got to be hiki, 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 there.
Craig just informed me that he's currently streaming in six different radio stations? Six different radio stations. Wellington Access Radio, 106.1 FM. One in South Africa. And all our syndicated ones. That's fantastic. That's some radio history. That's some radio history. Yeah.
You amaze me every time I feel this way. That is why I wanna take this time and thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for me. Yeah, yeah. Every time I just wanna say, every day. Every time I just wanna thank you. Every day, every day. Oh, you know I never thought that I feel this way. I got to be a father to somebody else. Yeah, yeah. Someone like me, be able to be what I wanna be.
attempting a very difficult mix now.
You know, when you don't have pre-listening.
Oh, true. Yeah.
When you don't have pre-listening, you really don't, like, you know.
There's another pair of headphones. Do you want those? Like.
Well, it's connected to the main system, so, yeah.
Oh, of course.
It's kind of tricky that way. So, yeah, the tracks that I've played so far, proudly South African, except for, obviously, Ziggy Funk, which is in the background now. It's called Kaleidoscope. This is one of the genres that South Africans really love in the Deep House part of things. And this is broken beat, basically.
All right.
And this is where Three Step was born, right?
Amagla, you nailed it. You nailed it, man.
It worked out. One of those songs which actually has been made by two of my favorite artists, Dark Horse. He never replies to my messages. Thanks, Dark Horse. And Soul Freaker, currently one of the hottest house producers in our generation. I think he's carrying the flag high. He's flying the flag high when it comes to soulful house. So if you check out some of his releases this year, he has given us this one together with Dark Horse, which is called Envy. We also had Dreams, which is what he kicked off the year with. I'm just like, dude, how do you start off the year like this?
This is going to be a good year. It's going to be like a year run that's going to be fire.
He's got another one called Africa Jesus. Africa Jesus Africa, which was taken from Kirk Whalum.
Yeah.
Kirk Whalum's Gospel According to Jazz. And then he flipped it out and made it house. And a couple of DJs have that copy. I still don't have it, Soul Freaker. Thank you very much. I could have played it today to the Wellington crowd and everyone across New Zealand. But yeah, he hasn't sent that to me. He's going to be out end of May.
Yeah.
So yeah, check that one out. It's going to be good.
Yo, all right, let's get back into it.
Change. They'll keep talking.
I can't be into something and I'm just lukewarm. Ishi, ishi, ishi. I've got to be higgy, 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 higg